This is Jessica. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Oh. Did she cheat on her ex with a pizza delivery guy? Oh. Does she believe that jealous ghosts attack her boyfriends? Oh. Or was she arrested for trafficking Hello Kitty dolls? Oh. We'll rip open this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. Where singles dive into the deep end of the dating pool for a chance at romance. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a bartender from Lebanon, Illinois. Please welcome Jessica. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Well, what kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, Jerry, I have a very party girl-oriented lifestyle, So I need a guy who's going to be able to keep up with me.
You're looking for a bad boy.
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, I just met the guys backstage. Good-looking guys, I can tell you that. But they do have some baggage. Ready to meet them?
I am.
Let's do it, Jessica. He's a music retail salesman from Las Vegas. Say hello to Brian.
Hi, Jessica. I'm an adventurous kind of guy that likes to keep things interesting. And if there's one thing I know how to do, it's how to make you the center of the universe.
Up next, he's a personal trainer from Tifton, Georgia. Please welcome Chadwick.
Hi, Jessica. I'm a four-time All-American artist. I once qualified for 2004 Olympic trials. And you just became the inspiration of my new art piece entitled Perfection.
And finally, he's a website designer from St. Louis. Give it up for Devin.
Hey, Jessica, I'm an athletic guy. I love working out, and I can't wait to do a little cardio with you.
Well, as you can see, each guy is traveling with three bags, and as their bags get bigger, well, so do the secrets locked inside. This will help Jessica figure out which guy she wants to be with. Gentlemen, it is time to unlock your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Brian. I write in my diary every night before bed.
Brian, I don't really know about that. That's a little feminine for my liking.
What is that, though, by writing your diary every night?
Well, it's hard to know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And I've even got the whole thing here. You can take it around with me occasionally. But I can't wait for you to have your own chapter in this book.
You have to decide is whether you want to be in that diary.
I know. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Chadwick, please reveal your baggage. I hate making eye contact with women.
That's kind of rude. Didn't your mother teach you to make proper eye contact with people that you're talking to?
Well, I feel that when you look a girl in the eye, it's too serious. And I grew up in a way that you don't do that unless you're in a serious relationship. Ooh. But for you, Jessica, I can break that tradition.
Devin, please reveal your baggage.
What?
I kicked women out at 8 a.m. Well, maybe he just doesn't want to pay for the extra hour. No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, what's your concern there?
Devin, I don't get home from work until 6, 7 in the morning, so I need my sleep. Plus, that sounds a little scandalous for my liking. I don't know.
But around 8 a.m. in the morning, I have a lot to do that day, so I get burnt out quick. But I feel with you, Jessica, there would be no checkout time.
Yeah. Oh. Up next, one of the guys exposes his magical charm. Plus, Jessica ships someone's bag home right after this. The guy's smallest baggage. We've got Brian, who writes in his diary every night before bed. Chadwick, who hates making eye contact with women. And then Kevin, who kicks women out at 8 a.m. All right, Jessica, it's time for the deal break around, and that means exposing another secret. Now, we've placed their bags here randomly, and when Jessica decides which baggage doesn't measure up, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to unlock more baggage. Bag number one. I only talk to beautiful people. If I had that rule, I wouldn't have a talk show. Bag number two. I was a wizard in my first life.
Yes.
Well, it worked. He's back. Bag number three. I do not enjoy sex. If I had a nickel every time a woman said that to me as she's walking out the door, I'd be a wealthy man. Gosh, I'm so tired of hearing that. Okay, let's get your concern about each of these pieces of baggage here. I do not enjoy sex.
Well, I really do enjoy sex, so... I think sex is a huge part of a relationship. There's got to be that physical attraction, and I'm sorry, if it's not there, it's not there. Yeah.
I was a wizard in my first life.
I need a man. I don't need a little boy who's infatuated with Harry Potter, and I'm not into the whole role-playing bit, so... That might be a concern.
I only talk to beautiful people.
That's a very rude comment to make. I don't want to have to always be perfect. Nobody's perfect, and I won't be able to live up to that.
So you have problems with all three, which is understandable, but I have to ask you now, because it's time for you to choose the baggage that tips the scale. And when you do, that particular guy will be going home. Which of these is your deal breaker?
Sorry, but my deal breaker is... the guy who only talks to beautiful people.
Whoa! There you go. Gentlemen, it is time to claim your baggage. Devin, what do you want to say?
There's got to be some kind of physical appearance there, you know, before anything. It's usually just how it works out for me. Oh.
But I'm sorry, Devin. It is time to pack up and go.
Jessica, that's a shame because I was definitely attracted to you, and I think we could have been talking forever.
All right, we got two guys remaining. We have Chadwick, who does not enjoy sex, and Brian, who was a wizard in his first life. Gentlemen, please join us over on the hot seat.
This is my biggest baggage. And Jessica, you would have looked so fine cleaning my bedroom.
Now, Jessica, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the guys have to say. Brian was a wizard in his first life. Chadwick, what are your thoughts about that?
A wizard? Wow. Jerry, what is this guy smoking?
Yeah.
Sounds unreal, huh? What do you say about that?
Well, I firmly do believe in, you know, fate, reincarnation, some of those things. And while the actual existence of real, you know, Hollywood magic is debatable, they did believe there were wizards in the past. All that kind of stuff seems familiar and awesome.
Now, Chadwick doesn't enjoy sex. Brian, what are your thoughts about that?
There's something unhealthy about that, I think.
Chadwick, what about that?
Well, just, you know, it's a lot of work, Jerry, and when you're so caught up in doing so much work, you know, you lose a lot of pleasure. So taking care of myself, I can control that pleasure. But for you, Jessica, I would definitely enjoy the sex.
Whoa. Gentlemen, it's time to pick up the pace. I'm going to ask a few questions that will help Jessica get to know you better. Let's start with Brian. Brian, please step into the hot spot. Now, give me the very first answer that comes to mind. After a long day behind the bar, how would you help Jessica relax?
Probably with a nice full-body massage, and it'd be her turn to have the drink served to her.
When your relationship is on the rocks, how do you shake things up in the bedroom?
Maybe a little cleverness, some adventure, maybe some toys or costumes.
Say you're on a first date with Jessica. Raise your glass and give a toast.
Here's to the most beautiful woman I've ever seen and the beginning of the rest of my life.
What noise would your past girlfriends remember you by?
I think I click in my sleep, and I also growl during sex.
There you go. Well, Jessica, what are your thoughts about what he said?
I like the fact that he believes in reincarnation. I do as well. I think that's great. I love that you would give me a full body massage. That's much needed.
Chadwick, please step into the hot spot. Jessica is a junk food junkie. Are you more spicy, sweet, or a little nutty?
I'm a little salty. You bring your martini to the table, promise to put the salt on there for you.
What's the first thing you'll tell your friends about Jessica?
Well, those really sexy legs.
What are you most proud about in the bedroom?
I can go on and on, just like the Energizer Bunny.
You see Jessica behind the bar. Show her your best moves. Jessica, what are your thoughts about his answers?
Chadwick, you're quite a bit contradicting. You say you're an Energizer Bunny, yet you don't like sex. So I don't know, but I do like you with your shirt off.
All right. Well, we're about to reveal Brian and Chadwick's biggest baggage, and that will help Jessica make a final decision. And don't forget, Jessica brought some baggage, too. Did she cheat on her ex with a pizza delivery guy? Does she believe that jealous ghosts attack her boyfriends? Or was she arrested for trafficking Hello Kitty dolls? We'll expose the truth when we return. I'm here with Jessica, a bartender looking for a guy who knows how to mix up and serve her favorite drink. Our two single guys are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and Jessica has to make her final decision. Will she choose Brian, who reaches for his journal in bed and believes he's a wizard in his head? Or Chadwick, who would prefer to avoid eye contact and physical contact with women? Gentlemen, it is time to unpack your biggest piece of baggage. Brian. I wear a homemade superhero costume under my clothes. Can we see it? Let's see it first.
I even have the gloves.
What is your superhero name?
Echo. Echo. Sound waves.
So what are you thinking, thinking about him? What's your concern?
Brian, I'm kind of concerned that it might just be a little too immature for my taste. I don't know.
It can be a little immature, I know, but you know that I'll always be your hero.
Aww. Good answer.
Chadwick, please reveal your baggage. Whoa! I became a father last week. What are your concerns about him just becoming a father?
Just the baby mama drama. I don't know.
Did you enjoy it?
You know what? I'm really happy to be a father, and Jessica, I think we will have beautiful kids too.
You pulled it back. Good job.
Brian, tell Jessica why she should choose you and not Chadwick.
Because while I may do some sort of immature things occasionally, I believe in medieval recreation, fighting for people, being their hero, doing the right thing at all times, believe in truth. And I would be your hero. I'm a hopeless romantic. You would be the center of my universe. And I don't have any baby's mama drama going on.
And Chadwick, you tell Jessica why she should choose you and not Brian.
I really think that I'm an adult. And other than wearing costumes all day, I definitely can be a man for you.
Ooh. Okay, it's time to choose. Will it be Brian, who writes in his diary every night before bed, was a wizard in his first life, and wears a homemade superhero costume under his clothes? Or will it be Chadwick, who hates making eye contact with women, does not enjoy sex, and who became a father last week? Jessica, before you decide, give me a quick summary of your feelings about each guy. Let's start with Brian.
Well, Brian, I think you're absolutely adorable. I love the fact that you believe in reincarnation. I kind of feel the same way. But I'm still kind of hung up on the fact that you have your own little persona going on over there. It might still be a little too childish for me. And Chadwick, you are smoking hot. You got a great body, and I love the way you dance. But I don't know if I'm ready to get involved with someone who has a baby. And you're very contradicting, so I don't know if I can trust you with the whole sex, no sex thing.
All right. Well, Jessica, it is time to send one of these guys packing.
Chadwick, you have too much baggage.
Sorry, Chadwick, but it is time to pack up and go.
Jessica, you are a beautiful person, but you're missing out on these sweet, sweet abs.
Thank you, but stick to you, Brian and Jessica. How about that? But it's not over yet. Will Brian be with her after seeing her big baggage? We'll find out right after this. Has just chosen Brian here for a night on the town, but the shoe's on the other foot, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Jessica's big red bag? Did she cheat on her ex with a pizza delivery guy? Does she believe that jealous ghosts attack her boyfriends? Or was she arrested for trafficking Hello Kitty dolls? Brian, what is the toughest baggage for you to accept of those three possibilities?
Honestly, the one that worries me the most, having cheated on your boyfriend with the pizza delivery guy, sounds like, hey, he looks like sex, I'll have sex.
So let's find out. And I say to you now, Jessica, please reveal your baggage. Jealous ghosts attack my boyfriends.
I'm not quite sure I understand this one. It's a little weird, but...
Yeah, what is that, that they attack your boyfriends?
I've always been really receptive to the supernatural. And there's actually an incident where my boyfriend and I were leaving his place, and he was pushed and slapped down the stairs. And then he felt a stinging on his back, and there was a huge handprint. So if you're superhero enough to deal with my jealous ghost, then maybe we can have a great relationship.
What are you thinking?
I'm a little worried that I might start getting attacked by jealous ghosts of some sort. And I haven't ever been before, but now I suddenly might.
That's... Well, just rip off your shirt and go, superhero.
I will fight back.
Whoa.
Well, you put it like that. Yeah.
So I have to ask you now, can you accept Jessica's baggage?
I think I can accept your baggage.
Yay! Congratulations! Brad and Jessica will enjoy a sunset horseback ride to Griffith Park and a festive Mexican dinner. We'll see you next time.
Jessica, you really are one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen, and I think I can find the strength to fight off those crazy ghosts for you.
Well, good, because I need a strong superhero in my life.